Previously on Reversing the Roles.
Oh, Ziad, you don't know how glad I am to see you. Alhamdulillah, you're still in one piece.
Ray, I feel like I'm in hell right now.
I know.
I like Medina Sharif more. Normally, I like the busyness in Makkah, but it was too crowded and hot also. And with all that construction in the Haram Sharif,
To err is human, to forgive divine. Forgiving Nanima doesn't mean forgetting the past, but it does mean freeing yourself from its hold.
I received some news today that he is in a detention facility somewhere in Oman.
Oh my word! You heard already?
Gee, I do prison visits a couple of days a month here in Dubai. So today was the day I went in. The guards were talking amongst themselves about a South African living in Dubai who was arrested yesterday and locked up in Muscat in Oman.
Mommy said it was like Hawala.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا قوامين بالقسط شهداء لله ولو على أنفسكم أو الوالدين والأقربين إن يكن غنيا أو فقيرا فالله أولى بهما فلا تتبعوا الهوى أن تعدلوا وإن تلووا أو تعرضوا فإن الله كان بما تعملون خبيرا.
O you who have believed, be persistently standing firm in justice, witnesses for Allah, even if it be against yourselves or parents and relatives. Whether one is rich or poor, Allah is more worthy of both. So follow not personal inclination, lest you not be just. And if you distort your testimony or refuse to give it, then indeed Allah is ever with what you do acquainted. The Holy Quran, chapter 4, verse 135. The next morning, Maulana Irfan heads over to the Al Khud detention center in Muscat, and by pulling some strings and calling on some favors, he is able to get in to see Ziad. Maulana Irfan is shocked when he sees his student's father looking gaunt and grey, as if he has aged overnight. He greets him and sits down on the opposite side of the glass, hoping that he can get information out of Ziad that will lead him to his release, with the charges against him being dropped.
Ziad, within the next couple of days, you're going to be brought before the public prosecutor, and he'll decide if you'll be released on bail, detained pending investigation, or released outright. But in the meantime, let me explain the charges against you. The Central Bank of the UAE has identified a suspicious pattern on your account. They have noted multiple small deposits almost every second day on a weekly basis with large monthly withdrawals.
But how? I don't understand. The only deposits I get are from my house in South Africa, which I am renting out. Raisa does an EFT when she gets paid every month from DIS. And that's for our household expenses. And my Uber income comes directly into the account.
Come on, Ziad. You gotta be honest. Tell me what's really going on.
Honestly, Maulana, really I am telling the truth.
Ziad, I really didn't want to do this, but... see, these are your statements from the bank over the past 3 months. There have been deposits of between 10 and 20,000 dirhams, 2 to 3 times weekly. This is besides the EFTs you told me about. And then here, there's a withdrawal on the first of every month for 100,000 dirhams.
What? No. Maulana, that can't be right. I only dealt in a bit of hawala, nothing illegal.
Ah, come on, Ziad. You can't keep up the lies now. You're in jail, in a foreign country, and not even in the country that you chose to immigrate to. Your wife is staying in a small female hostel with dismal conditions while she's trying to get you help. Your children and mother are in the middle of the ocean on a cruise ship, and Allah alone knows what they must be going through. When I spoke to Anzala last night, he was finished. Wake up, Ziad. Wake up, Ziad. When are you going to come clean with your story? If you want my help, now is the time to tell the truth.
Tell the truth.
Cruise finally comes to an end and Sabha and her family disembark the ship. Mansoor leaves them to go and collect their car from the port parking basement while the kids walk around and take some final pictures of the ship. As a memento of their cruise, Sabha's phone rings with an unknown number.
Hello, who is this?
Sabha, it's me. I have some bad news.
Sorry. Who is this? I can't hear you clearly.
Wait, hang on. Better? Sabha, I'm so sorry. I have some bad news about your father.
Just a minute. Who are you?
It's me, Nadeem.
Nadeem?
Stunned to hear her ex-husband's voice, Sabha feels like she has been sucked into a dystopian universe. She feels nauseous and dizzy all at once and tries hard to calm herself enough to focus on what he is saying.
Sabha, I know I'm the last person you expected to hear from, but just take a deep breath and listen to me. Your father met up in a bad accident and...
What? No. Was he driving? Where is he? What? What happened?
Yes, car. He was driving home from work. There was this drunk driver who skipped the robot car. The car came out of nowhere and, well, he knocked into your father's sedan and...
Ya Khuda! Ya Rab! Baba! Not Baba!
Sabha, shh. Keep calm. Listen, you must focus on what I'm saying. I know I'm the last person you want to speak to, but I was on call when they rushed Baba into hospital earlier this evening. Sabha, this drunk driver came straight into Baba and then crushed the left side of Baba's body, but it's fixable. With a couple of operations, we can mend all the broken bones in his arm and leg, and the broken ribs will heal, inshallah.
What? What?
Sabha, the paramedics found lots of bleeding on his head, so we ran some tests as soon as they brought him in, and we found a fracture and multiple lacerations on the left side of his skull.
Ya Khuda, can that be fixed, Nadeem?
That's why I'm calling you, Sabha. We need your permission to operate. As I said, we can fix the broken bones, but the brain, I fear there may be internal bleeding. The scans show it also. And I think we're going to have to operate on it.
Will an operation help? Nadeem, can Baba recover if you operate on his head?
Sabha, that's the thing. There's a chance that Baba will recover 100% and will be able to live a normal life. And then there's another chance that he may never recover and will have to finish his days up brain dead. It's a 50-50 chance, Sabha, and it's your call.
After Ziad's arrest, the cruise ship docks back in the port of Dubai. Aishama, Safiya, and Hanzala return to the Osman's apartment, but they are at a loss as to what to do with themselves. They walk around aimlessly, waiting for their phones to ring or beep with messages from Raisa, who is still in Muscat. Ziad has not been released from jail, but his hearing in front of the public prosecutor is set for the following day. Hauma has returned from Umrah and comes to the apartment to lend some support to her friend.
Hey, children, my bacha, what a hard thing y'all must go through. So hard. Hey, shame, man. Just look at them, Aisa. Like two orphans they're sitting here.
Ahu, you'll just make them feel worse if you say things like that.
It's okay, Ma. Don't worry about us. We're fine. It's Daddy who we all need to worry about.
And poor Mommy, all alone in that hostel in Muscat. You know how she likes everything super clean? I wonder how she's managing there.
No, you children mustn't worry, my bacha. You must all just read extra salah and turn to Allah Pak. Only He can help us. Now, why don't you two get some rest? Tomorrow will be a long day with the trial and all.
Are, Aisa, your Ziad is having his trial already. Hey, but they work fast in these Arab countries, eh?
No, Ma, I think you got it mixed up. Tomorrow is not the trial. It's kind of like a hearing just to see what Daddy is guilty of. It's where the public prosecutor decides Daddy's fate.
Oh, and then after that only is the trial.
Chima, eventually. But you're right about one thing. Only Allah can help us. I don't think I'll be able to fall asleep, but I'm going to my room to learn sabak, okay? I know Mulana Irfan is still in Oman, but he'll want to test me as soon as he gets back. Why don't you come with me, Saf? I could read my door to you.
Aisa, so grown up they've suddenly gone. But I suppose if your father is in jail, you got no choice, huh?
Yeah, but I must say, they're being very good. They even know where to find all the important papers and everything. And such a help for me because they speak Arabic. Even on the ship, if I didn't have them with me, I don't know what I should have done.
I was making so much dua for you there in Medina. Must be all my duas that Allah Pak is letting things run so smoothly for y'all.
What do you mean smoothly? My Ziad is in jail? Ha-ho?
I wonder what all your customers back home going to think about this when they hear. Not every day you hear your dressmaker's son got arrested in some foreign place.
How you can say that? No compassion you got, Hahu. My poor Ziad is locked up and all you can think about is what people will say.
Hey, Aisa, come now. Don't cry, Ma. We're going to find a way to get your Ziad out, inshallah. It's all going to be okay. You will see. Speaking of the ship, Aisa, how did the cruise go? That day when I called, you were so mixed up.
The first half was so nice. I saw things I thought I'd never see in my life. The cabins were so smart and everywhere on the ship there's waiters and people wanting to serve you. I even met some celebrities. I think they were Indian film actors. Achoo, it was something else, that cruise. And can you believe, I wasn't even seasick. But my poor Ziad, shame. What must do, Hahu? My Ziad is in jail.
night in his cell at the Al Khud detention facility in Oman. The next morning, Ziyad is called before the public prosecutor. He has dark circles under his eyes and looks disheveled. But as he enters the small courtroom next to the detention facility, he is relieved to see his wife and Maulana Irfan waiting on the benches inside for him. He tries to talk to them as he enters, but is silenced by the guards on either side of him. Feeling like a criminal, Ziyad faces the public prosecutor, who sits at the front of the courtroom. Despite being Arab, he has a surprisingly good command of the English language, and he addresses Ziyad in his mother tongue.
Mr. Ziyad Osman, do you understand the charges brought against you?
I do, sir. But I'm not sure.
Would you like me to repeat them to you?
No. I just want to know why am I being accused of them.
Mr. Osman, perhaps you do not understand. Let me explain. I have reviewed the case and have uncovered sufficient evidence with regards to money laundering committed by you and have decided to proceed to trial.
Ya Allah!
But does that mean... am I going to prison?
Mr. Osman, I will continue with my investigations, gathering evidence and interviewing witnesses. The case will then be sent to a specialized federal anti-money laundering court. We are considering extraditing the case to Dubai since the crime did occur there.
But can't you extradite the case to South Africa? I don't want to go to trial in Dubai.
Mr. Osman, that will have to be reviewed with the Department of International Relations in your country. However, in the interim, you will have to remain in Dubai. In the meantime, bail is set at 50,000 dirhams.
You have to do is simply find out in our next episode of Reversing the Roles, a Radio Islam International production.